This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, the role of faith in the life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No doubt that our intellect and our reason has the power to guide us in the life. We can manage our life and we can direct ourselves towards the goals which we have chosen for ourselves in the life by our help of our own reason and intellect. That is the inner guidance. That is the inner power which helps us to move towards the goals which we set for ourselves in the life. But is this enough? The intellect and the reason that helps us to move towards our own goals in the life, is that enough? And is the material aspect of life enough for us to guide to our eventual perfection? When we look at ourselves, we find that humans are not just limited to their physical being. There are aspects in our being, in our existence, which are metaphysical and supernatural. They're beyond the limits of materiality. They're beyond the limits of the known and physical world of experience. If you don't touch that aspect of your being and limit yourself just to material aspects of your life, you will eventually find that there is an inner deficiency. There is something missing in your life, not touching the dimension of spirituality and the world of immateriality eventually haunts you. And there is an inner need for touching the dead dimension of life. Welcome back. This is A to Z. We were talking about the importance of religion and faith in the life. So no doubt that there is an inner need, a psychological, an internal need for touching a spiritual dimension and not just confining ourselves to material aspects of our life. How this inner need can be fulfilled? One may say that there are yogis, there are spiritual people, there are different people they claim that they have spiritual powers. When we can seek help from them to fulfill our need, but if you look at the history, the history of the mankind, you will find that the most sincere people, the most sound people in the history of humanity, the most perfect people in the history of humanity, who were very much sincere to us as human beings, were the prophet and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their experience of spirituality, their experience of touching the dimension of immateriality, the abstract realm of reality, was the most perfect type of experience, because the result of that spiritual claim which they had, its result was the most beautiful thing. They came up with the most beautiful character, the sacrifice which they did for humanity, the most higher standards of excellence and moral qualities which they had, and the most organized and harmony which we see in their personality brings us to the fact and reality that they were the most trustable and trustworthy people in the spiritual realm. And the gift they brought for us is the faith. A faith which is based on the rational fact, a religion which is in harmony with our own nature. So this gift is the most precious gift. Without connecting yourself, without being in connection with that realm through the religion and faith, you will not feel satisfaction in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with sincerity and truth in paving the path of faith and religion. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.